I was browsing my latest Sunday morning read. The nationwide daily paper I buy has been issuing it for the last few months, and it's called Metropoli. It's Italy's multi-ethnic newspaper, and it's on sale together with the Sunday paper for a few extra cents. The paper is only 24 pages long, but it's full of interesting news articles, letters, and opinions by or dedicated to the country's growing foreign communities. After the first page story on work permits and income taxes, and a special section dedicated to the legal aspects of mixed marriages, I came across a news item reporting on the successful turnout at the Festa dei Popoli. The Feast of Peoples. It sounded interesting, and I read on. It turns out that this is a growing event, now in its 15th edition, in which 150 communities of about 40 different nationalities gather in one of Rome's most central squares to celebrate the faith together. I also discovered the event is organized by city authorities, the local Caritas office, and by the Scalabrini missionaries. In fact, the Scalabrini fathers are the ones who have been behind it all right from the beginning. I decided to go and see them.
Our founder, Bishop Scalabrini, at the end of 19th century, saw lots of Italians migrating to North America, South America, and North Europe in Belgium, working in the mines.
Gabriele Beltrami is shortly to become a Scalabrini priest.
And so he thought it was something that was a problem in reality, growing, not just momentarily existing. So he thought it was necessary to ask some missionaries, some priests, to look after them. Because actually those migrants were asking with letters, asking my people to come to look after them because they were in, for example, in New York. They were living and dying as just like animals. So he founded these missionaries, as we are now. In 1960, more or less, we opened our charism also to different migrations and ethnic groups, also not Italians. So those ones coming to Europe, for example, in the big urban centers, where usually different groups mixed. And so we started working here in Rome, with different communities gathering all around the city.
But let's get back to the Feast of Peoples. That, according to the newspaper article, sounded like a lot of fun.
15 years ago, my colleagues, they thought it was necessary to have a day to celebrate these differences in Rome. I'm talking about 15 years ago, so there was this... The migrants were just coming, started coming. There were not so many as now.
A few from the Philippines.
Yeah, actually the festival at the end was just with South Americans and Filipinos. Now we are 40 communities gathering for that day and working actually a few months before the festival for the day. Because we want to stress that this festival is not for the migrants, but with the migrants.
The Romans are also invited to participate.
Yeah, also the Romans are invited to participate, but also the migrants, as new Romans actually, they feel like they have to participate and to be leaders, to have the main role in the organization.
Gabriele also told me that the festival traditionally takes place on the third Sunday of May, and since participation has grown so much, it has moved from the suburbs right into the centre of town.
When we started, actually, as I was saying, with just two different communities, we were singing and celebrating English and Spanish or Portuguese. Now you can imagine that we have Polish, we have Romanian, we have Indonesian, Sri Lankans, and we have, Paraguayos. And so, actually, it's really the world gathering for the day in Rome.
In what languages does the liturgy happen?
Actually, it's basically in Italian, because it's the language that can unite everybody. Alleluia. Now that we are in the St. John Lateran Square, we now have more than 5,000 people, plus people coming, just coming, passing by and then going away.
So this happens in the square in front of the Basilica?
Yes, actually. Now we are in the heart of Rome. That's why we moved from our parish, because it was too tiny, this little space for us to be all together. So we thought, we have to do something different. That's why we started thinking about a square in Rome. And why not the main square where the principal church, Basilica in Rome, St. John Lateran, the Basilica of Rome actually, mother of all the churches, as we used to say. No, there was no other place to choose. So we went there and we started working with the difficulties to have the square and the Basilica, because they are two different owners. The city of Rome is the owner of the square, but the Basilica is something from the church. So we could mix the two things together. So it's something that this festival unites the city of Rome and the church in Rome.
Yes, that's the real aim of the festival, unification. And in order to unify, you have to build bridges, which is exactly what Gabriele says he and his brothers are trying to do.
This day, for us, is another chance, not the chance, is another chance to get to know each other and to break the walls we build up against one another. Those invisible ones are terrible, most terrible. So this day helps us to get involved, maybe to understand that we are not so different, because your hopes maybe sounds like my hopes. Your problems was my grandparents' problems, because my grandfather, maybe they had to migrate all over, to find work, but I forgot it. Now your presence remembers me, my past. So we are not so different. And the only way to live here in Rome is to live together.
I asked Gabriele to run me through the day. What happens at the festival? Does it have a program?
We start in the morning at 9 o'clock, opening the stands with the cultural stuff that they bring from their own homes, actually.
Like crafts,
pictures, like photos. Now they are also working with computers. I saw the people coming with computers and television and showing all the stuff, like movies from their countries. This year we had also a debate on the integration of the children in the school. After that we had the mass at 12 o'clock in the Basilica, while in the square all things were going on. There was 2,000 people inside the Basilica, something very vibrant, because they had the processions and the songs, and all different communities joined in the choir and in the celebration, with also in the priests, actually, the priests celebrating, where they were coming from different countries, lots of Filipinos and lots of Americans and from Eastern Europe. So at I think in 1.5 hours the mass ended, and we started having the distribution of traditional food. We had 12 communities distributing their own food, typical food, plus some Italian food. After that, we started with the music in the square, so you can eat and dance if you want. And you can also, again, visit the different stands. At 4 o'clock, we started the show, the main show. We had this from Sri Lanka, Cingalese community, dancing for the first time in Festa di Popoli. It was this touch of Asia we never had before. So we could touch, we could feel this part of the world coming for the first time. Plus we had lots of typical dances from Mauritius Island, from South America, from Romania, from Poland. This year, we also asked in November these communities to join contest, a musical contest. We had five groups at the end. The one who won was an Italian parish, actually, dealing with migrants in their own parish, with Filipinos, and they composed a song called We Are the Colors. The day finishes with the lottery.
Another thing Gabriele pointed out is that this day is an occasion to build bridges, not only between the old Italians and the new ones, but also between the different communities themselves.
For example, the Chinese community in Rome is so big, so huge. Here in this area where we are staying, they open different shops. But I saw now lots of Italians going there. And they also, the Chinese owners of the shops, they are open. They are becoming more open to the people.
So you're saying it's not just the Italians who have to break down the walls?
Because, you know, the problem that we, my group, my colleagues, we are going around Rome in the Sundays to work with these communities, going where they are staying, where they are celebrating. Sometimes you enter a community, you're not anymore in Rome. You feel like being in the Philippines, in Eritrea, and in Africa, Congo, and so on. That can be nice, but that can also make you reflect, because sometimes those communities can be an excuse to not talk with the rest of people, to isolate yourself. That doesn't work. Our work as a Scalabrina mission is also to try to make those communities communicate among themselves. Not just Romans, Italians, and Congolese, but Congolese and Paraguayos. Because they don't know what they are doing here in Rome, one and the other one. So, I mean, we are working also to build up bridges among them. I won't be the one to build up the bridge, but I contribute. And other people, other migrants, now that they are sharing our charism, or sharing our ideal, our vision, they are working for that. So we have Romanians going to celebrate with the South Americans. There's a group of guys from Romania. They are really expressing their faith, even though they are celebrating with Congolese. Maybe it's a way also starting from them, from the kids, because they don't feel like belonging to a specific community, even though their parents do. They are building up bridges.
And as Gabriele says, it's not only about laying stones for building, it's also about being open and on the move.
Migration moves things, moves people, moves ideas, moves cultures, and we have to move with them. Our founder said we have to be migrants with migrants, so able to go around, not just physically, also mentally, with our heart, with our mind, with our soul, trying to follow the migrants where he's going, not just where we are thinking he is going. We think that migration takes richness around the world and brings richness to our places.
And Rome, as Gabriele told me earlier, has always been open to the wealth and diversity peoples have brought to the city through the centuries. Today, more than ever, he says, the people of Rome must rise to the challenge.
It's a challenge for us, also for the church in Rome, for the city of Rome, to increase and to develop such meetings. It's the only way in Rome to be Rome. I mean, if Rome wants to be herself in the proper sense, like a universal city, caput mundi, as they say, Rome has to really increase and to improve such gatherings.
Yes, because although we may meet every day in the hectic rush of things to do, a gathering like the Festa dei Popoli is an occasion to actually stop and talk to the Filipino or Congolese girl who lives next door.
Because sometimes we meet in the bus, but we don't meet actually, we just are stressed by traffic and so on. We have to organize and to stop ourselves and to say, okay, let's meet, let's talk, let's get to know each other. And it's a way to build up that path to peace.